Interior management.
Hi, is Arthur available?
Master's calling.
Steve from Bank of Cardiff. He actually just emailed me to give him a call.
Steve from, I'm sorry, did you say Bank of Cardia?
Cardiff.
Cardiff?
yeah, like Cardiff, Wales, kind of.
I see. Let me put you on hold and see if he's available. Hang on one second.
Okay, sure.
Thanks for holding. We appreciate your time and patience. Please stay on the line, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Steven?
Hey Arthur, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good. Yeah, it was just funny, interesting timing for you to call. Oh, you know, sometimes timing's always everything. But
sure.
My biggest question is, I'm not real familiar with your firm, but how did you learn of interior management? How that
understandable. I get that question a lot. Actually, our bank, it's kind of new. It's we're about 14 years old. We're just a business bank. We're down in San Diego. Our bread and butter is pretty much equipment financing and working capital. So, and the way we got information about your company is we're a lot different than your regular banks that call you probably, I don't know, you probably get a lot of these all week, right? And those guys, usually they're calling randomly. You know, they get a whole list of all these things. What we do is we actually research companies that have done lending with other businesses that we like. For instance, we see that on your DNB credit profile that you have some good lending history with, for instance, Commercial Bank. You did some business with them back in 2011, it looks like. I don't know if that rings.
Commercial Bank. I'm trying, are you talking about Comerica? Or what?
Comerica. Sorry, I read that wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
Back in 2011.
Yeah.
I don't know if you still lean on them or not, but because you guys have some good lending history with them, we like them, and we just wanted to extend our hand out and just see if, you know, if you guys have any needs and, you know, offer our business to you guys. We're a little bit different in that, again, we're not doing it randomly. We actually research you guys. We look you guys up on the, you know, Google and things like that, and just kind of look at you guys and see how you guys are doing. That's pretty much the basis of it. Mm-hmm. Of how we got a hold of your information and stuff like that. It's a DNB credit profile. It's pretty much, it's kind of like public, I guess you could say.
I'm a member of DNB.
Okay, perfect.
So I understand DNB real well. As a matter of fact, I'm on the phone a lot of times helping other people understand how DNB works. Now, I think DNB has gone backwards in terms of the reporting over the last 5, 6, 7 years, that kind of thing. But look, they're a good source. You know, they're not a bad source, that kind of thing. Our whole business is very complicated, you might say. And, so that's the extent of your understanding of. I mean, you're down in San Diego, and you're marketing companies in Orange County. That's interesting.
Oh yeah, we actually do stuff across all of across the United States, actually.
No, I'm sure. You know, I deal with a company called Can Capital. Are you familiar with Can Capital?
Can Capital? I'm not personally, no.
Okay. Are you familiar with Direct Capital?
Direct Capital. A little bit more on those guys.
Okay. Yeah. The only reason, and actually we're going to move away from those companies, but in time of need, they were very helpful to this corporation because they're... It's really easy. I mean, the way they do it, it's good and bad. They charge a lot of money for their money, but the accessibility of money is very simple, kind of thing. You know, now what the other question I would have for you is, you know, you look and you throw out, okay, we'll let you $250,000, and typically, you know, underwriting's job is to quash that as fast as they can. I mean, as you and I well know. So in essence, have they given you a floor limit of any sort? Are you operating? How long have you been with the company?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I've actually been with the company for almost a month. I'm okay. Actually, I just transferred over from the customer service department, and that's why I was gonna, you know, give as much information as I can. I actually have a supervisor sitting right next to me. He's listening to me because I'm actually in the training program, as they call it.
That's fine. That's cool.
But is what I can tell you. Why do you ask that question? I'm just curious.
Well, because typically. You know, and I understand banking very, very well, okay?
Good.
I mean, my background is somewhat in banking.
Okay.
So, Stephen, they want you to go get deals, but once you start getting paperwork, it is the underwriting's job, especially with banks, to basically quash it as fast as they can.
Right.
With conventional banks. I understand you guys are not a conventional bank, but you are a bank.
Correct. And the thing that we do is, you're right, we do have the underwriters who, you know, write up all that stuff. If you're looking for $250K, we basically go off of what your gross annual sales were last year, about 10 to 15%, if you're looking for working capital. Now, because we do working capital and we also do equipment financing. So, I'm guessing you're trying to go for more of the working capital side, yes?
Well, I'll give you just a real brief history and why. This assignment is very different than maybe a different assignment. But on the other side of it, yeah, I am looking at changing the financing of the company right now. Funny, it was again the timing.
Yeah.
You know, your call came at a perfect time because we have other options. But this company is a 30-year-old company. Okay, it's been in business over 30 years, which is, you know, in and of itself, that's pretty good. But in January of 2015, the largest customer to this company went bankrupt. That was a company that was giving this company over $2 million a year. So many, many steps had to be taken. And at that time, that left the company in debt about, I don't know, $400,000, $500,000, something like that, okay?
Okay.
So, and we did utilize people like Can Capital. And Can Capital, at that time, immediately, you know, gave the company $250,000. That was no problem.
Uh-huh.
And we had Direct Capital come in for $75,000. Comerica came in for $100,000. Well, anyway, since that particular time, and some other drastic steps had to be made. We have an excellent asset base, that kind of thing. But since then, at this point right now, we're the total amount of indebtedness, which is pretty miraculous in an 18-month period, is right around $100,000, okay?
Okay.
Which is tremendous. I mean, in other words, in order to achieve that, we had to liquidate assets. And
sure.
There were some other, again, like I'm saying, drastic steps that had to be taken in order for the corporation to, you know, come out strong. And it's doing much better. But this is not a big corporation. You know, this is only a little $2, $3 billion a year company. It's nothing that big. So I don't, again, maybe this is too little for you guys to even look at.
No, not actually, you know, that's what we look for. Actually, we look for, you know, the smaller businesses. We don't go after the huge, ginormous, you know, $30 billion, you know, corporations every year. We actually like the smaller businesses. And just let me. I'm gonna actually transfer you over real quick, Arthur. He's right here. His name is Jeremiah. He knows a little bit more about this company and, you know, exactly what we have to offer and all that stuff. Just because I can tell that you're really interested, and he's been here the entire time. He's been listening. So let me just transfer over him. He's Jeremiah. You're in great hands. Okay? Just give me one second.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Arthur. It's Jeremiah.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good.
Good. So he was kind of telling me the breakdown of what you're kind of looking for. I know you guys, are you looking to consolidate debt?
Jeremiah, the only reason it's good timing is I'm on the tail end of one of our loans that was through a company called Can Capital. Now, I understand Stephen does not know who Can Capital is. Do you, Jeremiah?
Yes. Yeah. They're
okay.
Working.
Yeah, yeah. That's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with Direct Capital, companies like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So Can Capital, what happened is I have the way they do things a little different than a conventional bank is they will lend money, but then they'll take a daily or a weekly ACH. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, we had a loan for $220,000 which has been performed on beautifully. It's right now, currently as we speak, at $32,000. But they do a weekly $1,000 ACH. Now, that means that loan will be paid off in 6 months, but because it's so little, I am looking to consolidate that loan. In addition, Comerica Bank is owed $72,000, which is not much. That's way down from a $200,000 line. So if I were to consolidate, we only have a few loans left on this corporation. And it was just, again, the timing of you guys calling. Only because I'm in the market looking at what we can do. That would make sense. I don't think, we don't need $250,000, but we certainly are looking to consolidate maybe $150,000. And of which, right now, the corporation only owes about $105,000 in debt. Now, like I had mentioned, in January of 2015, we had our largest corporation go bankrupt on us, which really hurt us, really did. But everybody stepped up to the plate, gave this company money, and since then it's done very well. But it was a hard road coming back, owing or having debt of $450,000, now to our position of only owing $100,000. The reason for, again, the consolidation is the debt servicing right now is about $7,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You might say on $105,000. So, that's pretty significant.
Sure.
And if I reduce that, it'll give us a lot more working capital as we move forward.
Absolutely. So the $105,000 that you're, basically total in debt, are you looking to take, you mentioned $150,000. Are you looking to take an additional $50,000 on top of that?
Yeah, it would help us. Capital? It would help. Okay. Yeah, because we have a lot of contracts that we bite and scrape, and we have been doing that for 18 months. We have.
Okay.
And at the time we went to $450,000, I had to, I committed all of the corporate vehicles and that kind of thing to direct capital, but all that got paid off. Every bit of that paid off. It affected us. I mean, we used to be the leader in the industry in terms of our financial standing, and everything. But like I said, when our largest account went bankrupt, it hurt us. So we've been in a fight back ever since January of 2015. But now I think we're in a position we could look at refinancing the corporation and making things a lot easier and let everybody concentrating on going and getting more business again kind of thing.
Absolutely. So yeah, that
we've had a lot of pressure. We've had significant pressure.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand. You've been in business now for 30 years?
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's awesome. And what were your guys'
sales?
Really,
31 years. 31.
Okay. What were the sales like last year?
Well, what happened, we were, in 2014, we were a $3.5 million company. We actually, like I said, our largest account went bankrupt. We were very dependent on them, unfortunately. It was like having all your eggs in one basket. So we lost a couple million. We went down literally that year. We had, we do a lot of school district business, that kind of thing. They had restrictions come in. And so I think in 2014, we went to like $1 million.
Oh, wow.
2015, we're maybe up a little bit. The accountant filed an extension. I'm still waiting on the return. But we did consolidate a lot of assets, that kind of thing. And we were able to reduce debt by a couple $100,000 in 2015. We started with like $400,000. We went down to maybe $200,000. And as of today, for the first 6 months, when things are volume will be up. We're not the level of company we used to be. We'll
right.
get back there, but the problem in our business, it's not something that you just pick up $1 million accounts overnight.
Sure.
So what we're having to do is pick up a $100,000 account here, pick up an $80,000 account here, pick up another $200,000. We've had to do it slowly, but I think fortunately that part of it is going better. And we're not servicing the asset base that we used to have. When you take a lot of trucks off that are running, of course you're not paying insurance on them. You're not paying maintenance on them. You're that kind of thing. So that also has changed. So we're not, you know, we're not that big of a company right now, but over the years we've gone up and down. I mean, it ranges, you know, kind of thing. So.
Sure. Yeah. Well, so what was the ballpark as far as like the sales of last year?
I would say 2015 was probably 1.3 billion.
Okay, 1.3 million. Okay.
And this year we'll be more on track for about 1.7.
1.7. Okay, so you guys are up. You're trending up.
Yeah.
That's good. And
yeah,
most importantly, you're getting out of debt there. That's
right.
The big thing.
Well,
we
had to. There were and look, Jeremy, I'll tell you something that your underwriters will not like. Okay, they're not going to like this, but it's something that we had to do in order to make this work. Shelley and myself, at the time the bankruptcy hit, we both had to take a personal bankruptcy because because the reason we did that is we could save the corporation. The corporation could continue to operate, but because we were making a lot of money, we got used to these lifestyles that we were able to do, you know, take big incomes. We were
and
you know, we weren't that smart about it, and sometimes you learn by having to do it. But when it all came down, if we did the personal bankruptcies, we could cut our salaries to 1/5 or 1/6 of what we used to. We could still live, and then we could rebuild the company. So it's unconventional, you might say. A lot of people would call it unconventional.
Sure.
But it worked. It did work. We're in a great position. Although, if you take a deal through a bank like yours, now coming to Ken Capital, they could care less.
Right.
They could give a crap. I mean, I can call Ken Capital today and they'll give me another $200,000.
Right.
The problem I have with Ken Capital is I'm paying 25-30% to borrow the money,
mm-hmm.
plus I have a weekly ACH.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, but considering the reason you have the BKs on your credit, the more traditional banks are not going to be able to give you, you know, the type of rate that you're looking for. Am I right? So that kind of puts you like your borrowing power is not as strong because of your past. Even though you guys are on the right track, you're doing the right things, you're getting out of debt. It's obviously building back, you know, to your favor, which is good. We do help a lot of businesses like yours, similar, and we have many different types of programs.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some programs that are similar to Can Capital, but we do also have our more traditional loans as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, are you guys looking for, commercial accounts or not? Not really. You're a bank.
We're
in the lending business.
Yeah, we're in the lending business, but we're a private business bank, so we only deal with business owners. We don't deal with regular consumers, and we're a relationship-based bank. So we want to build a relationship with you as a client. And we feel like, you know, we do help out thousands of businesses a year. We've been around now for almost 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of our bread and butter here.
I find it interesting that you call an Orange County little company like this. You know, it's just very interesting to me. I mean, the only reason I thought maybe that, and I've had this happen, where somebody will leave Direct Capital or Can Capital, and because we have perfect records with those companies. Now, those are, I don't want to call them loan sharks, but they're a little bit kind of loan sharks, you know. But when you have a great record with them, I thought maybe that was why you guys have been called. I have no idea.
That is a part of it. I got to be honest with you. You know, we do look at that. And, in fact, we even have a relationship with Can Capital for some of our clients that aren't able to get the traditional loans. So I'm very familiar with Can Capital and how they work. And Direct Capital, On Day, all those different types of companies.
Yeah.
But yes, your payment history is great with them, but which is why we feel like we can get you, a larger loan amount that you're looking for at a better rate, you know, and we feel like we can help you out. Are you 100% owner of the business there, or is it?
Yeah, my wife and I are 100%. She's owned 51%, I own 49%.
Okay.
We use that for a lot of our school district works because it gives us women minority ownership, and we get contracts that way. It helps on military work, too.
That's awesome.
With my security clearance, we're able to secure some high-profile military-type work. So that's kind of something else, but that helps. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. I mean, we work pretty quickly, Arthur. How soon would you be looking to reconsolidate?
Yeah, what I'm doing right now is kind of, I don't want, I'm not one, I don't like to waste a lot of time. I mean, when you say, see, pre-approvals to me are like the kiss of death, in a sense. You know, it really yeah. is. It's such an overused lead-in for everybody. It's really not something that I'm a big fan of, you might say. But I would encourage you to really look again. I don't think we need 250. We're being very conservative because mm-hmm. we've been down that road before of running up a lot of debt and that kind of thing. We have, and we're going to be careful, but. Right now, the Comerica $72,000 is owed to them is at 6.5%. It's a pretty good rate.
Yeah, that's good. Is that a line of credit? What's that?
Yeah, that was a line of credit, but we paid that down from $200,000.
Okay.
So we feel pretty good about that. We currently the account is with Comerica, but I can say this: there's no way in hell ever again Comerica is going to lend us money, and maybe 5 years from now, even
right.
if we were debt free, because they're a very conventional lender.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Right. The Ken Capital, like I said, that amount was $220,000. That's down to $32,000 or $31,000 as of today.
Weekly, awesome.
They take out $998. Payment, so that will be paid off. But what our interest is maybe to consolidate those two loans and something, maybe get a little bit of working capital, $50,000, $60,000, something like that, because that would free us up to then go, again expand. You know, go on that area of expansion, because we've been into 18 months of consolidation and it's worked. It has. We made it a huge goal to pay off a tremendous amount of debt, and we did. But the area that is still hard is the monthly debt servicing, even for this 100 grand, is about 7,000.
Right.
So that's serious. That's still quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot. We have to really work hard. Maybe it's time to take a little pressure off and let everybody here just take a breath, but then worry about more bringing in more sales, good sales. And we've been doing that for 18 months. But sometimes it's nice to say, hey, we don't have to worry so much about this end of it. Let's
yeah.
worry more about bringing in additional sales of getting this company to 40 years old. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, that's why I've been pursuing. I have another company. Let me see this. You know, I mean, but I'm being very careful because I just don't. Have you ever heard, look at this company called Fastball Capital. Have you ever heard of this?
Fastball Capital. I have not heard
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, me either. So they're committing, and I haven't called them, but it's just interesting because they're at 6.25 APR. I'm not so certain that, I mean, I understand, look, with our interest rates, where they're at 6.25 return to a company, like any company, I guess that's becoming a good return.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel confident, Arthur, that we could do something for you. If anything, we can. I'd love to be able to get you some hard numbers and see, give you an exact number so you have it in your back pocket, and you can kind of, you know, see what's best for your business from there.
Yeah. We're not opposed to moving the account either.
Okay.
We're not opposed to that.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't
good.
Know if you're looking for, if you're, are you looking for a commercial account? I mean, we keep a good average daily balance. It's not like we don't. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if that's important to you guys.
Well,
I mean, I know you're far away, but
yeah.
if we had direct the machine that deposits the money, it's pretty easy.
Well, we're actually not too far. We're actually located in Miramar in San Diego here.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, right. But I mean, I'm saying that, you know, for deposits and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, basically, like I said, we have multiple different programs, Arthur. The best thing that we would need to look at your business would be, it's a simple one-page application. I need 6 months of your business bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys, and you said you got the extension for 2015, right?
Yeah, that's, well, I'm really on the, I'm on her case because I want that done, but she's our CPA, and she's been the CPA here for like 20 years, and she, unfortunately, she had a couple, she had some big deaths, and as a result, she has been overworked in terms of figuring out those particular trusts and that kind of thing. But on the other hand, I to not have 2015, she's had that information, so I'm looking to get 2015 done very shortly.
Okay, great. Yeah, you could just send us 2014. What I'm going to do, did Stephen get your email?
He, as a matter of fact, I emailed him, Stephen.
You emailed him. Okay, so he does have your email.
Yeah,
great.
He has the email. But what I would like you to do is, you know, and I don't mind, I'll look at, I have no problem looking at that, but I want a realistic kind of approach based on what you and I have just talked about, something that's realistic, not to say we do all this, give you all this stuff, and then you go, oh, the underwriters turned it down.
Yeah, you know? No. Realistically,
I don't have time for that. I just don't. I hate that kind of thinking. You know,
realistically, to be upfront with you, what I'm thinking, just based off what you told me, I can get you anywhere between 130 to 160,000. Mm-hmm. Realistically, okay. So you're exactly where you know we're exactly where you want us to be. You know, you're looking for that 150 total. So the challenging part is me getting you the best rate. So I'm going to talk to my underwriters. We're going to review your account. And then obviously we're going to try to get you the best rate possible because we want to earn your business, Arthur. We do want you as a client. And we'd love to be able to, give you more capital in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the paybacks, what term is the payback on a working capital line?
So, just to be, you know, usually as a first-time customer, most of my first-time customers will be anywhere between 15 to 24 months. Is that something you think you guys can handle as a business?
Well, that's like Ken Capital. That's the same as Ken Capital.
But here's the thing. The thing is that that's starting off. Like I said, we're a relationship-based bank, and we could possibly get you a longer term if that's what you're looking for. Okay,
yeah,
so
it would depend on the interest rate because really it is interesting, and I can even I can send you a copy of this. This you'll find it interesting because what this fastball they spell it out pretty clearly here. If they're loaning, let's just say they're loaning $100,000, their payback's $1,472 a month for 7 years.
Yeah, that's good. The thing is, it's very hard to get approved for that. So, yeah, and just kind of hearing your situation, I don't know if you would qualify for that program. Because I know of another bank that offers that same type of thing. And we offer something like that, very similar. It's just, it's for, like, the top-tier customers that have, like, the perfect credit.
I haven't called them back. I mean, and I'm not representing us as top-tier. I think the one thing that we've done is our assets now are fortunately, and I'm talking about vehicles and equipment, all that kind of stuff. We're way in excess of our debt. Now that wasn't the case 18 months ago. That was not the case.
Sure.
So we're reversing, and we can continue on the path that we're at. We will get rid of this debt. Mm-hmm. I would suspect it'll be pretty well wiped out within 9-10 months, something like that.
Absolutely.
But I am looking, like I said, I'm just reviewing other options to take the pressure off because the monthly servicing is something we're looking at. If we were to relieve that somewhat, it would make it. But even if you would lend $150,000 and you're doing it on an 18-month term, you're still, let me think here, you're still at $10,000. Well, you're at, depending on your interest, but you're at $10,000 a month payback.
But now, like I said, I'm gonna go for the higher tier programs for you. I'm gonna go for anywhere between 2.5 to 3 years is what I'm shooting for to give you that better cushion monthly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gonna shoot for, and then I'm gonna talk to the underwriters. And really, to be honest with you, your time in business is huge. Okay,
of
so that's really it's really gonna help out your case and your file. Your sales are great. Mm-hmm. As long as everything matches up good here, I don't see why we can't do anything.
The
for
only
you.
Thing your underwriters are gonna have a little heart attack about is they're gonna go, and it's right in DMB. We didn't, we were very very good. If you look in the history of DMB, it'll say, in January of 2015. Your two officers, Arthur and Shelley, filed a personal bankruptcy, but it also says it has nothing to do with the corporation. And the fortunate part was, because this company is so old and everything was so separate, it went really well. Everything went, fairly smoothly in that respect. Because at that time, everybody thought we were crazy in the sense that the corporation had no value, none.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden now we're dumped. We have 500,000 or 450,000 of debt, but you know, we also do. The hard part is if you say you go in our business, if we were to shut this down and go to work for somebody, we'd make 1/10 of what we could make by owning this.
Sure.
So we were looking in the future going, yeah, we're going to have a couple years really, really hard, but if we keep everything together, we'll be, you know, back up to where we can make huge profits, because it's a very profitable business. There are not that many people in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that we have in our favor. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you sound exactly the type of business we'd like to work with. Mm-hmm. I can have Stephen go ahead and send you that list and then our short one-page application, and I can get back to you, Arthur, within 24 hours.
Well, take your time. No rush. There's no rush in this. I'm not in any rush. Like I said, your company's timing was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that works. You know,
absolutely.
And that
timing is everything.
Timing's everything. We were just talking about this because we were saying, you know, our debt servicing is really high, yet our amount that we currently owe is little.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can reverse it a little quicker than what we thought and just take a little pressure off. That was kind of what we were thinking. You know?
Sure. I totally understand. Well, let's see if we can do something and establish a relationship. We definitely would love to. You sound like a good person and sound like you have a great business and you know what direction you want to head in.
Yeah, we feel good. With the plan worked. It was a hard – I'll tell you, it's been a hard road. It's been a hard road. But even Can Capital has been very impressed with what we've been able to do.
Absolutely.
For them to get, you know, paid off when we went so in debt, they were, you know, they're very happy. And so we haven't been perfect. There's going to be a few minor drugs, but I'm actually working with DMB right now to clean up some more things out there.
Good.
So yeah, we're in the right path. We're on the right path. We'll be very happy to look at what you guys have and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Great. Well, okay, Arthur. I'm gonna go ahead and have Steven send that over to you, and then we'll be in touch shortly. If you need anything, give Steven a call with his direct line or email.
Yeah.
And if you need to get a hold of
me. My whole thing is I'd like to just really understand what you know you think. The probability is high of getting approved. I mean, I understand, look, things happen. Maybe it doesn't get approved. But let's not waste each other's time. I mean, make sure.
You're absolutely right. I wouldn't be on this phone call if I didn't think you were going to be approved, to be honest with you, Arthur.
Yeah, like, right. You have to, you know, get job deals approved, too. And I'm in the same boat. Time is money for me.
Exactly. So just based off of what you told me, there's like a very 85% chance I can get you approved.
Okay.
I've been doing this for a while now, so just hearing what you're saying, I feel very confident. So I'll have Steven send that over, and then we'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right, great. Arthur, it was great talking with you, and we'll take care, and we'll be in touch shortly.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right, Arthur.
Bye-bye.
Bye.